Comments? Yes, please.
I have a question about benchmarks then. So from the woman's perspective, is this too instinctual if you want to bring up a benchmark? And like, how do you move from, so we've been going out for 3 months, to getting, like, bringing up the question? If he's not hearing you and he was talking about tax season, then do you take it to the next level? Or is that just like you fed him and he didn't catch and so that's it? I refuse to believe that just because they don't get it, just because they don't understand that you're not, because you're not being clear that you want to have this conversation.
Yes.
Like, I would just say, well, maybe you didn't understand. Why I brought this up is because I want to talk about where we're at. And what's, like, the appropriate way to ask
Well, there's, that? Is it Savannah? There's two ways to approach it, okay? One way to approach it is recognize he does not have the timeline, and you're now having all this tension in your body because instinct is telling you that you gotta nail this down. Is it, you know, is this, it's gotta move on or get thrown out, which is it gonna be? So you can go, okay, I need to have this conversation because I will not breathe again until I've had this conversation. And then you say, I need to talk about the future with you, if you and I even have one. I'm interested in one with you. Are you interested in one with me? You'll have to be brave. It requires bravery. Do you know? Because he might say, no, I'm not, to tell you the truth.
Ooh.
But better to know, right? Better to know than to not know. So one thing you can do is you can go, okay, it's 3 months, we got to figure this out. Because all the hormones in my body are telling me I got to figure it out. Or you can go, you know what, this is such a great guy. And I'm really loving spending time with him. I'm really loving getting to know him. I'm not sure if we should have a future together yet because there's some things that I'm still learning about him that I don't know, and there's even things I'm learning about myself. Instinct is telling me I got to have that future conversation now, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to have it. I'm just going to notice it every time that it comes up, and I'm not going to have it because I am not a cave woman, and she cannot have my life. So you can go either way. Really, it's up to you. You can go with the instinct, you'll have to be brave. You'll bring human spirit, you know, will have to show up there, or human spirit will show up this way. But it's really your choice.
I'm 58, and I'm only interested in meeting women who are approximately my own age. Does this hold true for them as well?
Your address is... One of older women's biggest fears is that all you're interested is in meeting women who are still of childbearing years.
Yep.
So it's something actually to be very upfront and authentic about it. We'll talk about that later. Age is a really interesting thing. Is it Michael?
Mitchell.
It's a really interesting thing because do you notice how it doesn't mean anything anymore? I mean, I interact with a lot of women who are 60 years old. And they are so different from each other. There are so many different versions of 60-year-old women now. So age doesn't hardly tell you much. And a woman who's 60 years old and very vital, she'll say, the men my age are fogies. She will. She'll say they're just like, they're old and they're tired and I'm not attracted to them, and I'm, you know, how I'm attracted to and who's attracted to me is younger men. Is that okay? Is that okay to go out with them? Do you know, and then an older woman who's like not maintained her vitality, she doesn't take care of herself, do you know, she'll wonder, you know, well, the men my age, they just want younger women. So it's your fault that you want younger women. It's because no one's paying attention to the real issue is vitality. The issue is not age. It's vitality, it's energy, it's the level of play, it's companionship, it's matching up, you know, what you want in life and your values and how you express yourself. It's not age. You know, but we latch onto that age thing. Yes, Mitchell, more?